Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Let's fucking go.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 277, episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
This is still a production of iHeartRadio, and it's a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Wednesday.
Taking a deep dive.
March 2nd, 2023. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Regular Crab. Regular crab, no animation, just a crustacean. Thanks to Disney. That is courtesy of Warren the Werebear on the Discord in reference to the leaked art around Sebastian. And it's just a crab who we're going to have to just watch and project emotions onto in this upcoming Little Mermaid. It's a very Disney-ful show today.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled to be joined by an Emmy-nominated writer, artist, and comedian behind many acclaimed podcasts. You heard her say, let's fucking go, at the beginning of the episode as we were recording. She's the author of the upcoming New York Times bestseller, Raw Dog. She's here all week, folks. It's Jamie Loftus!
A.K.A. I could be yellow, I could be bellow, I could be hot dog and fries, I could be Kathy, I could be nasty, I could be anything you like. I'm not going to finish that because I can't keep going. But it takes a turn. It references Brockton and it references IQ tests. It's a pretty comprehensive A.K.A.
Wow.
It's like what?
An origin story. Theme song. It's just like you can just have it to do with as you will, not just for this show, but in life.
Yeah, it's my Minions Rise of Gru. It's my origin story. That's from Maximum Derek at DG for Prez. Thank you so freaking much. And sorry, I lacked the confidence to finish it.
The Maximum Derek. How about it? Yeah. Well, we are thrilled to be joined by twin comedians out of Brooklyn whose monthly show is called Triplet Auditions. We're all trying out for that role. Their short film Pennies from Heaven is premiering at South by Southwest next month or whenever South by is. Yes. It's Annabelle and Sabina Meshkin. What's up, guys?
Oh my gosh, what a pleasure.
What a pleasure to have you.
I'm feeling the excitement feeling. I'm feeling the smiling feeling.
Of course. Yes. The joy feeling, the feeling normal feeling, all the regular stuff.
Just colliding.
All the normal stuff. Yeah. People feel. I feel human.
Human emotions. So very happy. Lots of them.
I also realized I'm wearing, we're going Disney mode today. I'm wearing my Florida top.
Absolutely.
We got a lot of Florida stuff
Ooh.
Coming in. Florida's dominating the news cycle. turns out.
All for good reasons, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're nailing it. It's all just...
Yes, setting a golden standard, as
of
always.
Course, of course.
Honey, the sunshine standard.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Very proud to be, to hail from there.
So you're Brooklyn by way of Florida.
Brooklyn by way of Florida.
Yeah. What did Florida bequeath unto you as your experience in Florida? What do we need to know about Florida that doesn't come across from the memes and the news stories?
The memes and the news stories are just a highlight reel. I would almost say that it is crazier, even crazier.
Oh yeah,
and it's
there was the craziest stuff that ever happened at our high school. There was two double homicides our senior year of high school. Awkward.
Wow.
And an awkward time to be a teen and on student government, no less.
Jeez, God, Lord.
And so, yeah, but so those weren't even in the, dare I say, zeitgeist. They were not ever spoken of. And it's so wacky wild. But there's also a general attitude in Florida that is so messed up, but also hilarious. It's like a kind of sick giddiness that everybody has to have a proximity to stuff that people are talking about, and to be I was there, or there was a case in our county of Palm Beach County where a kid killed his parents to have a party and left their bodies in the house as he had the party.
Oh yeah, I know that one. That one hit our humble show.
Wow.
Yes.
It's so nice to connect with.
And it's there's a big old Rolling Stone article about it, and the last line of the article is a quote from one of the kids who attended the party that was like, "Yeah, it's messed up what Zach did, but at least I can say I was there."
No. Annabelle coming rip roaring out the gate, listing three homicides in a row. And
I told you I'm on my normal girl shit today.
My thing recently, so y'all heard about the thing where it was they found an alligator in Prospect Park. Epic.
Yes.
And
yet another Florida transplant.
One of my coworkers was did it say in the article how big it was? My Florida brain poison being like, how big? And then my coworker was like,
how many families can it feed?
And can I outrun it? And my coworker was like, yeah, it was huge. It was 4 feet. And I was like, that's small, actually. Put it back.
Nothing.
Annabelle tweeted, said, put it back and let it grow. And I said,
yeah, let it grow.
Put it back and let it grow.
For sure. That's like a toddler.
What's a respectably sized gator by your standards? Just so we know.
6 to 7.
I would say, yeah, 6 to 8. 6 to 8.
6 to 8.
Mm-hmm. Is you hear about 6 to 7, 8 and you're not, you're not super that's 8's not too crazy. If you hear 10, you're that's big. But then.
Wait, what was the size of the one? What was the size of the one that made us late to school that one time?
That was going to go ahead and be 8 feet long on the highway.
Okay. Yeah. There was gator on the highway. So it has to be big enough to cover at least one lane of traffic. And then,
respect it.
Yeah.
Then I'll look it in the eye.
You'll mention it once you get to school. Below that, you're like, fuck this. Any other double homicides? Yeah, I think you undercounted the homicides, actually, because there were two double homicides.
That's true. Well, plus two doubles.
Oh, that's 4 bodies.
Yeah.
It was actually 5 because one of them was a double homie Sue.
Oh,
I'm sorry for literally saying that. But it was that. And then also one of the double homicides was actually, you guessed it, on campus. Thank you so much.
Oh, no.
It was crazy. Wow. It was some janitor on janitor.
I hate janitor on janitor crime.
It was the worst.
I did a show at I think, U of F in Tallahassee?
Okay,
that's
Florida
FSU.
State. Yeah, Florida State. Yeah.
FSU State. I fucked up. I fucked up and I'm fired. But I went there last year, and afterwards I was am I safe to make a Ted Bundy joke? I don't know. Is it cool to make a Ted Bundy joke while I'm here? And it couldn't have gone over better. And then there was a group that came up to me afterwards and was like, do you want the Ted Bundy tour of campus? Because it's not clearly marked, but we can show you where he was at.
And no.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think
everyone
that there
is so
things...
happy to show you the carnage and terror. We're just
didn't
so happy someone
ask.
Wants to see something. We're like, ooh. So
how's the tour, though?
Yeah, was it
was It was pretty dark and pretty wet out, and I was in the grasp of a bunch of 19-year-olds who were strangers, and so I was like, you know what, guys, I actually think I'm good.
Yeah,
okay. We usually don't need to do this.
That's what I assumed. I was kidding. Yeah,
but I hung in there for a good 15 minutes, and I do think that there is like something incredibly potent about a leftist from Florida, because they really make you work for it.
Of course. Oh, honey. Against all odds. Yes. Nevertheless,
exactly.
We persist. It is so, it's like, it's so wild because it's like now, especially like it's in like small town Florida, like kind of where we're from, like our cousins, our uncle like is not a Republican, but our two cousins, neither of whom are old enough to vote, are both, it's like the popular thing to be like, still now Trump supporters, even yeah. It's like, wow. The cool kid thing. And it's like,
it's come around to a point where it's like kids are rebelling against their liberal parents by supporting Trump. It's like, oy, so wackety dackety doodly doot doot.
Of course.
That's a mess. That is a mess.
Like a whole ass mess. They don't know. Oh, baby.
All right. I mean, well, we're going to get to know you both a little bit better in a moment. First, a couple of things that we might be talking about today. Ron DeSantis, new book dropping. Jamie, are you feeling the competition?
Ooh, me, Prince Harry, and Ron DeSantis all jockeying.
It's a big season for the publishing industry. Ron DeSantis.
Major.
So he has a new book coming out that uses the word elite like 40 times in 12 pages, somebody counted. And also spends a whole chapter like justifying his Disney adult wedding. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Havana Syndrome, back in the news. Another intelligence review that has concluded that it was not caused by sci-fi weapons. And, you know, seems to leave the conclusion that it was in the heads of the CIA agents who experienced it. So we'll talk about that because I love to talk about it and just say the same thing over and over again. But the mainstream media is not picking up my lead. So I'm just going to keep saying it until they do.
Yeah. They will hear you.
They will. But before we get to any of it, Sabina, Annabelle, we do like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
So Annabelle. Yesterday, Annabelle.
Sabina, why don't we start with you?
Oh, there you go. Ha, ha.
Of course. And I knew you were going to say that, which is why I started talking, of course. I was trying to, this was like, okay, super random sauce. Okay. But I was doing America's Greatest Pastime, which is talking smack in a group chat. And I was, I didn't know. Okay. So I thought within the lexicon of terms describing various subsections of gay culture, I was familiar with twink. I was unfamiliar with twunk. And so one in my search history is twunk definition. I was under the impression that it was like a past tense twink, like used to be a twink,
right.
Now no longer a twink. Like twink, the twink, twink,
like
twunk.
Like think thunk.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. And I was like,
you're in the Grinchian sense.
I was, I conjugated it. But alas, not the case. I learned that it is a combination of twink and hunk. So
hunk.
That is something that I learned. But I was like, wouldn't it be way better if it was past tense twink, like former twink? Lost the twink glory.
Lost the twinkness. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought. And I had to Google it. I was wrong. And I learned something new.
That is wild. Let's see.
I filled in after you said the thing. I was like, hunk. Like I knew it all along.
It's also like, to us, that term assumes that not all twinks are hunks.
That's true. So it's like, what is the Venn diagram of twink and hunk? Because then what is hunk? I think it's like a muscular, like hunk meaning muscular, but I'm like, that opens up a whole other.
Oh, like a jock kind of situation.
Like a twink jock, like a twalk. Like
a
twink. Okay, I kind of like that. But well, we'll have to submit it to the board.
That spells it out a little more.
Wow.
So producer Becca is suggesting that the twunk, the past tense twunk would be like the twink to bear pipeline. Like if somebody was twink, that does, became bear.
Perhaps twunk can be kind of a okay, women in STEM. Twunk, kind of a stop in the middle from like a layover on the Twink-to-Bear pipeline.
There you go.
Oh, interesting. Now, yes. is Otter a stop on the train?
I don't know if Otter is a stop on the train. If it was, I think it would be, well, gee, between, I don't know.
Between Twunk and Bear.
Yeah, it would be
betwixt and between.
Betwink.
and there's so much overlap. Like, it's, yeah. I don't know. There's overlap between the stops. Maybe train is not the right analogy. Yeah. It's complicated.
It's like a little carousel.
It's
for sure. It's like the Willy Wonka elevator.
Right.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Annabelle, how about you? What's something from your search history?
Well. I have one that's funny because I'm a little stupid. And the first one is, what is Havana Syndrome? Thank you so much. And we got to prepare. And then my one that I was going to say is just assorted doll heads. Uh-huh. I'm just looking for those for normal
just
reasons.
Just an image search, like Google Shop?
I've purchased.
Okay. I've purchased.
Assorted is what's getting me. The assorted.
Yes, lots. Different. I'm sort of in the market to sort of commission some peculiar jewelry from a gentleman, and I need heads. I need lots of heads, and so So I got them. But the thing is about purchasing vintage doll heads is you can't guarantee all of them are gonna be politically correct.
Lord God!
So it's like it's like all normal baby dolls, and I'm sure I haven't seen on the image. But I'm positive one of them's going to be crazy. I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, for a fact. I thought you were going to say that you can't guarantee that they're not all deeply possessed. They probably
are. Oh, they are all deeply possessed.
Of course.
That is guaranteed.
I've seen like Etsy salespeople charge premiums for the doll to be haunted. They're like, you can have a doll for $15, but if you want it to be haunted, it's going to be $23 kind of situation.
Epic. That's not too steep.
Sounds like a deal to me.
That's not too steep for a ghost.
I had the same doll in my Etsy cart forever, and then someone else finally bought it, and I was like, well, I slept on this for 10 consecutive months, but it was baby Jigsaw, and I should have gotten it. I don't know what I was holding off on.
Like a baby Yoda, but a baby Jigsaw?
But it's baby Jigsaw on a tiny tricycle.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, Jigsaw is on a tricycle, so yeah. I always assumed Jigsaw was just an old-looking toddler.
Baby, kind of a Benjamin Button.
Yeah, a Benjamin Button, yeah.
Jigsaw's all man. He's a man. But but when you see baby Jigsaw, it kind of scratches the baby Muppet's itch, and you're like, I guess I do want this.
He wants to play a game, and the game is Roblox.
The game is Roblox, of course.
The game is Roblox.
How much extra do they charge for a haunted doll head? Because that feels like that is proof of the afterlife. That feels like it should cost a lot of money.
It also, to me, begs the question, if they're saying like you could pay this much for a doll head, but if you want it to be haunted, pay this much. It kind of is like, okay, so this Etsy seller has the ability to place a ghost inside of
a doll.
Amazing powers. Can I hire you for other things?
Yeah. Also, yeah. I'm just browsing Etsy real quick. And the titles
by all means, go ahead.
I'm so sorry. The titles of these, it's $180. Thomas, two-year-old child spirit, positive.
Oh. So great.
He's a nice one.
Wow.
Real haunted doll, Ingrid needs a loving home.
Right.
Yeah, so that's
how much is Ingrid?
Ingrid's only $41. Her hair's a little messy, she's a little cranky.
Okay. She negative that she's
seems
not.
Like
she's
a pretty good price for
only.
I would be cranky too if I was being sold inside of a doll for $41 on Etsy.
Yeah. Nobody was combing my hair nicely.
No one's even combing my hair.
Sabina, there's twin dolls.
Twin dolls.
There's
that's
twin
us.
Dolls. A set of two for $127. Logan and Jasmine. Positive energy.
Okay, tag yourself.
Oh, I have a doll named Logan. That's so exciting.
Are you a doll girlina? Are you a dollstress?
I'm a big doll head. Yeah, I've been using the same American Girl Logan doll on stage for like 5 years. He's in rough shape. He's definitely haunted, but he wasn't that way when I got him.
Seems like we've got assorted doll heads on this Zoom right now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Jamie,
you know what I mean?
I do, ultimately, at the end of the day, I do collect miniatures. It is what it is. Normal in a way. And I do, they're mostly of dogs, mostly porcelain dogs, like a normal girl does collect. And I go out of my way, I will say, to buy the ones that look the most haunted. But because there's ones that are cute, but I'm not interested in that. I'm into the ones that look so messed up and weird and freakish.
Right.
So it is what it is.
As one would.
Yes.
It makes sense.
My youngest turned 5 this past weekend, and we had a Ninja Turtles birthday cake for him, and the Splinter doll on the cake that came with the cake has human hands and looks like tortured by it. And
oh my God.
I feel like I could sell it for a pretty good price now.
Of course, this is giving you a bit of a business model.
Yeah.
You can just put it on Etsy and be like, yeah, put it on Etsy, release it, Splinter, and then in parentheses, release me. Like,
yes, parentheses, release me. You can definitely upcharge for the human hands and for the tortured look. Yeah. Human hands, tortured look. Each of those is a charge.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and do some overrated, underrated.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the 3 most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's 2 kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
And we're back. And Sabina, what is something that you think is overrated?
I'm going to say, in general, I would say the filters on beauty filters on TikTok. And I say this because I scroll on my For You page. Every other video is just someone with the filter on going, oh my God. Oh my God.
And we don't know what you normally look like.
Yeah. And then it's like, if it's not that, it's someone going, oh my God. And then another person stitching the video going, it's not going to look like that on me. And then going, oh my God. And it's just like, it just is driving me up the freaking wall and making me do a flip. And granted, I do fall into the trap. I'll click on the filter. I'll see how that looks.
Well, but
of course, I stop short of filming a video of myself going, oh my God, look at this filter.
Yeah. But
it's like everyone, it's like there's so many videos, hundreds of thousands of likes, if not millions. I'm like, who? I don't know. I guess.
Well, Sabina, in their defense, they look a little different with it.
You know what? I didn't consider that. I didn't consider that they look a little different than what they normally look like.
Okay. They look a little different. Pretty cool.
Because normally, to know that. Normally they look one way, and then the filter kind of causes them to look a little different. That was something I didn't consider.
So that's not what they normally look like. Okay. I gotcha.
No,
so
they normally
it would make sense. It would make sense to want to share that with people.
Yeah. I get it.
Okay. Actually, now I'm saying it's underrated.
It's like friggin' magic over here.
And Annabelle. How do the people get in the phone?
Annabelle, what's something you think is overrated?
What I think is overrated is it's also similarly like an online thing that has been consuming my brain recently, which is like man on the street interviews conducted by comedians to comedians, but no one on TikTok, they're like, you know, they're New York comedians, people know them if like you're a comedian, but it's like the people on TikTok at large are like, how do you find so many people cracking so many jokes? Crazy. Oh my God. And it's just like a bunch of male comedians saying that they require women to shave their genitalia. It's like literally just like, and it's like,
I think I know exactly which person you're talking about. And there was one video where every single it was like 10 men getting interviewed and they were all like, I hate when a woman wears a ponytail. It makes me want to throw up.
Yeah. They're like, oh, they're like, whatever. It's just like, it's a woman wielding the microphone, which, you know, power to her. Love that microphone. Give the woman that voice. Yes. And then she subsequently sort of throws that voice over to any man in a 5-mile radius. And it's just like, what do you hate about women? And then they're like, I want to kill them when they wear braids. And it's like, you know, I say it's overrated because literally like they get hundreds of thousands of hits and it's like hits. I'm 45
hits,
years old.
Okay. 20 million years old.
They get tons of thousands of hits.
A bunch of viral hits.
We're going viral. We got a million hits.
Awesome. Awesome.
Bunch of viral hits. That's what, ain't that what we all want? Come on.
And it's like the people who are so, it's like there's two sort of sides of comments. And one of them is like, where did you go to find all these men just so I know never to go? And then like on the other side, it's like, how'd you find all these funny hunks? Where can I, it's like, it's just the expose. It's just making me, and then more so, I just like, I want to save the girl. I want to say, get out of there. Yeah. You don't have to be asking every guy at the open mic if they like, you know, Bush or no. You know, it's okay.
Like, there's too many comedians, like TikTok comedians specifically, wandering around outside accosting people at random.
It's like,
and it's like people that you would think would have made fun of like improv everywhere back when that used to be the most horrible thing in the entire world.
Oh,
but now they're just doing, it's the same energy where you're just like, no one wants to be here. And and there's going to be video evidence of it that my aunt is going to text me about. Like,
yes.
They got to
kookity lookity.
We got to pass some legislation.
Take the microphones away.
This jaywalking erasure is, that's what I'm upset about. Everybody's forgetting about Jay. You know?
Gee whiz.
A swish.
That was a thing, like, because I am almost 45 years old. I do still say, look at the hits on this video. Things got 1,000 hits.
Sometimes things get hits.
Sometimes they do. But we should, got to bring it back. Hits. You can't deny
that
it.
That would be like a microgenerational thing where like there's just like I'm sure there's shit that I say that wouldn't make sense to someone 5 years older or younger than me. Sure. My mom still says like if I'm meeting up with my friends, I'm hooking up with
them.
Yeah.
I feel like my mom, or like I feel like a lot of moms will just say girlfriends a lot when they don't mean girlfriends like smooching, but girlfriends like friends. But also people, I've heard people my age also do that, and I'm like, what's going on? I need to know.
One time my mom was like, okay. Like we were on the phone and she's like, I got to go hook up with your uncle. And I was like, well,
okay. Yeah, mom,
we are from Florida. So ultimately,
exactly. We are from Florida 100%. So.
We need more details.
That's Uncle Dad.
There was a long period where all the reality shows, like all the MTV, like Raid Your Room shows and stuff like that were just a bunch of like stand-up comedians and comedians that you could like recognize from like improv videos and other places.
Oh,
so this is just like the pipeline. This is what they do now.
History repeating itself.
Yeah.
Giving the hungriest mice in the whole town a damn cookie.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're getting that cookie.
That's right. What is something, Annabelle, that you think is underrated?
I'm so happy you've asked me this. I was underrated. I've been really elbow deep in TLC, the Learning Channel, and they host some well-known programs like 90 Day Fiance and all these sort of things. Mm-hmm. But what I am passionately going to be advocating for until the day that I die is their lesser known programs, such as like every single spinoff kind of gives you all the information. For example, there's a spinoff called Darcy and Stacy, and it's this set of twins, I just love watching. I mean, of course, twin content is fabulous to me, but it's these two middle-aged women who have had an inspiring level of plastic surgery, and they are twins, so they look exactly like they have all had all the same stuff done, but I still kind of try to figure out the differences between them. And anyway, there's always a pointy twin and a round twin. I refuse to explain. I'm just kidding. But
do you feel Darcy, like, uniquely qualified to comment on this program specifically?
Yes. Also, yes. Because it's like these two sisters, they're sort of chronicling their dating life. And it's like the sisters live together and they combine kids. And like, it's,
what do you mean by combine kids?
Like, oh, they're in the lab.
They have some sort of machine.
I realize now what I sounded to say. They live under one roof, basically. Like,
of
and
course.
Like those Sister poor, Wives.
Like
Another
Sister Wives.
TLC show.
Exactly. And the main TLC show, not even Darcy and Stacy, the one that I really recommend everybody watch is Extreme Sisters. Because that is a show. Oh, and Jamie, I see your ears perk up, and here I am speaking to your. I love to give someone something that makes them go ooh. So very happy. So this show is basically they just introduced their first triplet set. Up until then, it's been like two firsts, like twins and normal style sisters and whatnot. And basically, it's like there's one. It's like a set of twins that married another set of twins, and they all live in one house, or like. You know, these the craziest ones, they're from Australia. Their accents are the sore feet. It's so crazy. It's like so insane.
Crazy.
And they share a boyfriend. They share everything.
And they have shared this. They've shared this boyfriend for 10 years. They have
10 years. They've shared him. And they have, and I can speak on this. Sabine and I are both OCD queens. They have the most unchecked OCD play represent.
Wow, fun.
They have raging. It is
what? How does it manifest for them?
So it is so fascinating, fascinating, sickening, and disgusting. It's like in more innocent ways. It's like when they're creepy, creepy. Their mom is also like a Tim Burton character. It's like every single thing you learn about their life, it like explains more and more. But so their mom will like pour them a little cup of coffee, but then they literally will stand there for like 5 minutes being like, "Mom, you put more in that one. Mom, put more in that one." Like it has to be all equal. And then with their boyfriend, And with their boyfriend, it's like if he kisses one of them, he has to immediately go and kiss the other. And so you can only imagine what they're like in the boudoir is like. And it's like just, it's a lot of the show is, you know, those twins like having fights with each other's husbands and their husbands like losing their gourds. There's actually, it's Extreme Sisters. So it's just women
very sensitively with.
Oh,
yeah,
of course. Yeah. Of course. That is another thing where it's like, did they tell these people the title of the show before going into their house to be like, look at the freak. Like it's just wild. It's amazing. A lot of them, one of them, a twin, they had braces and her twin didn't have braces. The twin got her braces off and made her sister lick her teeth so that they could both feel the sensation of just getting her braces off. There's sisters that like chew each other's toenails off. One of them.
Oh, no.
There's one. And it's like, these are like people that you'd see walking down the street and be like, that's the most normal person in the world. You know,
right.
Wearing Uggs and having a purse. I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
It's very crazy.
That is the textbook definition of normal.
Normal exists at the intersection of
the wicked, like encyclopedia picture.
It's just Uggs in a purse.
It's just like normal. You know, like boots in a purse, kind of. And like you're like, okay, well, by all means, that's average.
And then the most extreme form of sistering is to lick one another's teeth.
Holy,
they've technically followed through.
Yes.
Justin's revealing that he's also watched Extreme.
Yes.
Sisters.
Oh, yes. Okay. A message is coming through. A message is coming through saying, "Didn't the Australian twins also imply that they think they're literally the same person?" Yes, they did. They have, on many occasions, said that they feel like one person, which is why they don't think it's weird that they have the same husband. And they like, I think I saw a clip of them like objecting to paying, like they were like getting their hair cut or something, and they like only wanted to pay for one haircut because they were like, "We're the same person." Mm. Annabelle,
or like they're applying. Yeah, I know. They're applying for jobs at this point in the season, and they're like, "We'll take one salary. We don't care." Like, it's very like, and then everyone's like, "Well, you'll scare the customers, actually. Shit. So we can't have you in the building." But yeah, it's wild.
Amen.
As connoisseurs of twin content, like, what do you guys have a favorite piece of twin movie, twin show?
What's the gold? What's the gold standard?
We were big sister heads growing up. Yeah. We loved sister.
Sure.
Oh, fucking Sweet Life. Sweet Life.
Sweet Life was the move.
Good.
We were about it. I love those crazy jokers. I was real. I was obsessed with them. Once they got on deck, though, wasn't too about it. That was like,
that's when I got off the deck.
Maybe we're not on. Maybe we don't go to a boat. Maybe we stay in the hotel.
Did they really need to put Corey in the house? You know, like,
exactly. They did not need to put him in the house. No.
And why do I remember every word to that theme song?
Corey in the house. It's a party every week, baby. Oh, Corey, check it out. Yeah, of course. And that's why I don't know Long Division. But that's the information that's taking space in my brain. Yeah, big sister heads. Sweet Life was just huge because everyone was like,
"We had a shocking lack of exposure to Olsens." I think that's kind of, we like knew about them, and it's sort of like, I used to think Mary, Kate, Ashley were all three different people. Now I understand it is two. Yeah. And that's cool for me.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's like, if we're going, I don't know. I feel like Tia and Tamara had, like, they're better actors. They have more charisma than MKNA.
Yes.
But also, MKNA seemed like they were acting since they were 0 years old, which is kind of scary.
Yeah. They needed a little break.
Didn't they just play one person on Full House? It was both of them. Yeah.
They did. For sure.
Yeah. One baby.
Yeah.
I also liked the film Twitches on Disney Channel.
Oh,
I love that.
Another Tia and Tamara moment.
A Tia and Tamara production. Yeah. That shit rocked. That, I think, because it's like I'm generalizing. I was like, every child craves witch powers. But probably
that's true.
Yeah, every child craves witch powers for sure.
I don't think any child would say no if offered witch powers.
Definitely.
Even if they don't think about it.
Sabina, what is something you think is underrated?
I hear a lot of another TikTok thing. I'm addicted to my phone, can't stop, need help, etc. All my friends are always like, I'm scrolling my For You page, and I hate when I get like, it's so weird getting when people are live on TikTok and it's like just normal people and it's like 10 people watching. That is underrated to me. I will watch that for hours. If it's a normal, mostly if it's normal people, not celebrities, not people with large followings that are fighting, normal people fighting, because in real life, if you hear normal people and they're having a kind of a little argument, my ear, I'm like, I wish I could just sit in front of y'all and listen, because I'm a sicko. And that TikTok kind of allows you to do that because they are broadcasting it live and arguing, or there is a community of small followings, and it's like a bunch of Mormon swingers, and it's and they're always arguing with each other. Things get a little tense in the Mormon swinger community. So just normal people in tiffs with each other.
Also, I find that usually sometimes when you're scrolling through and it's like normal people lives, all you got to do is stay for like 2 minutes, and then they'll be like, yeah, so anyway, like this wood grain is blah, 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 and I can speak to spirits, and blah, 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 you know what I mean? Like, they like pop out with something crazy. Like, I was watching one earlier today where this kind woman was sharing her child's cosplay art, which was, you know, love a proud parent. And then
cosplay
she sits back down.
Art.
cusp.
Babe,
like
I know, but it only goes uphill from here. Okay. She sits down in her gamer chair and turns on what I think like an Enya sort of ambient music, puts on a blindfold and just starts swirling around in her chair.
Hold on a minute
and
now.
Scribbling. And I was like, and it was just kind of like to pivot from, it's, you know, all you got to do is stick around long enough.
They'll start speaking to the spirits.
And they will start speaking to the spirits
for sure.
Crayon in a gamer chair. Like,
for sure. Oh, something else that I love, it's in the same vein, is when I'm in these normal people's lives, something about the energy that I bring leads these people to often block me. And it's not, I'm not doing anything crazy. And I swear on my life, I literally, if they're looking a little wacky, I'll ask the classic question, are you vaccinated? and then they will block me so goddamn fast. They'll block me so fast. Mm. And then, so that's kind of, I take that as a no. Then, this man, so that happened with this particular spirituality guru. And
his name is Nikki Scorpio.
Okay, name dropping. And he deeply, I'm sure that's his birth name. And he was one of the people that blocked me. And then I asked him what his full astrological chart was, and he blocked me again. Blocked me again.
That seems like what he'd be here
seems
to
like
answer.
Because his name is Nikki Scorpio. So I was God forbid I ask a little bit more. And then
he's like, it's a nickname. I'm Nicholas Scorpion. Scorpion expert.
But that name sounds silly, and that's why I go by Nikki Scorpion.
Nikki Scorpio.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nikki Scorpio. Yeah, who would ever be named Nicholas Scorpion? No less.
The only way he could get a job.
It's crazy, because then my friend who's a full-blown scientist who I'm actively making her stupider every day, I texted her and I was like, this man just blocked me for asking his chart. And then she was like, I'm going to go on and try to get blocked. She asked the same question and he talked for 7 minutes about his chart. So I'm like, I bring something to these lives that they don't like. But it's
vaccination.
Fun.
They can tell you're vaccinated. And
they can tell.
You
they
do
can...
have a very like vaccinated energy that
that's true.
Those of us who know the truth about vaccines kind of sense. Yeah. It's probably been dulled by other people, but
they can feel the 5G through the phone.
That's right.
and your username is Vaccinista. That's probably
yes.
It too.
Vaccina. Sabina Vaccina. That's me.
Okay. La la lulu.
Yeah. Sure. So producer Becca was on Trends on Monday, and we were talking about an article that somebody did that was like the inky darkness of TikTok Live, and like they yep. spent a night just spending 10 minutes on a different live, just going like skipping from one to the other at random, and they seemed really to be in a dark place after coming out of it, but their description was the first time that I have been intrigued enough that I feel like I'm missing out on something by not being on TikTok. Like
it's terrifying. Yeah.
I do feel like it is like, so I don't know, it feels like very like a return to like the very primitive like time
chat
of the
roulette.
Internet where people are people are just like doing shit and hoping people care, but either way it's gonna be really fucked up to watch. Like it reminds me of high school. You're like this is a return to form. It's good.
Periscope, do you guys remember Periscope? That was like
Periscope
was one of the first like live things, and I was like, I was, despite being Gen Z on the cusp of technological advancement, I have a crotchety nature. So I sort of was like, why would anybody want to watch something doing someone in their house? But in fact, did catch on.
I like the less like, I don't know, carefully like orchestrated it is, the better. Just someone sitting around. It's nice.
Yeah. Someone like, sitting around.
And also it's like, sometimes I find like the less they look at the chat, the more I'm like, this is my favorite movie in my life.
That's so true. Because
I'm being negged by them. Yeah.
There's also ones that are like, they're only looking at the, it's interesting in a way. Okay. Me about to say the stupidest thing on earth. Interesting in a boring way. Sorry. I like where like when the lives are just like people only reading the chat and they seem so miserable. I'm like, who is making you do this? You can close the phone. Close the phone.
Close the phone.
For sure.
Yeah.
Better.
They're also, they seem to like share something in common with the like Coney Island like freak show thing where you would just like go and like throw things at, because like one of the things they described was like somebody sleeping with they're like showing themselves live, like doing a TikTok live and sleeping. But if you like tipped them enough, it would like wake them up. So there's like a torture.
Yeah. It's like ruin my sleep. Yeah. Contribute 200 points to drop an anvil on my cross.
Different. Yeah. Different. And like the different gifts are like different kinds of alarms or like, if you send a galaxy, I'll have my husband pour water on me. Or it's just
something. Yeah, like something is going on. I don't know. There's some sort of shift happening. I can't tell if it's good or bad. But like, it just feels like you're like, ooh, we've been here before. I don't know if it was good that we were ever there, but now we're kind of back. Whereas like the guys online yesterday that were like, hey, I just found out my husband is my brother. And then they got a ton of shit online. And then they were like, just kidding.
I've seen a decent amount of stuff like that where it's like, a couple, another TikTok couple that's like, we just found out we might be cousins. Should we stay together? And it's like, what's going on? It's very wild. Very, very wild. It is reminiscent of like a Chat Roulette and Omegle kind of thing. Like a little, you know, it's dark side.
My brother. Do you like that?
Should we stay together? And does it make you horny? Like, and comment.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk some Florida news.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
And we're back. And Ron DeSantis has a book dropping, competition, and there's a whole chapter. You were in touch with his people about trying to like get his moved back a little bit, but
yes, I did. I did speak to the enemy, and he assured me that he was going to be well out of my release thing.
Yeah,
but, you know, whatever, fine.
LOL.
It seems so. There was also like he had a press conference where I think he is officially, you know, signing a bill allowing the state to take control of Disney World's tax district away from them, or like to basically like not letting them have the same powers as a religion. And he did
Oh,
it
man.
While saying,
no.
the corporate kingdom finally comes to an end, which feels, I don't know, like he's doing this because they criticized his Don't Say Gay law. So, yeah. But it is frustrating to me that, like, battling corporations who've gotten away with too much for way too long, like, mm-hmm. is, like, that's a winner. Like, politically, that's going to be a winner, like, from now on, because people, I think, are, like, waking up to the fact that, like, that is the real enemy. And it's just frustrating that the only side that is able to do anything about it or willing to do anything about it are the fascists, like, because the center yeah. is. Yeah. But
they yeah. real broken clock behavior going on with Mr.
yeah.
Ron.
Yeah.
For sure.
But they'll see that this is popular and I'm assuming maybe catch on, maybe not. I don't know. But people are speculating the timing of his big move to fuck with Disney isn't coincidental because he has a new book coming out on Tuesday, The Courage to Be Free. Which fuck.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
I think there has to be 500 books by fascists titled that already. Like, oh, I yeah, feel like you've got to really, that's not going to, that's not even going to stand out on the fascist shelf from this year.
If you call, like, if your book has the word free in it, baby, it should be free.
Honey, yeah. honey, honey.
And it's like pretty standard, like what, like I feel like if you just asked me to write this book on like in an afternoon, it sounds like it's what I would come up with. Like it's just, he's
100%.
Like, he's railing against elites who taught him at Yale and Harvard Law School. So it's like he's a student at Yale and Harvard Law School. And he's like, these elites, you know, he uses the word elite 20 pages, 20 times in 12 pages. But I think the thing that a lot of people are surprised by is that he devotes an entire chapter to excusing the fact that he got married in Disney World. Like,
I think
on the
that
premises.
Could be a whole other book of explaining why the hell he did that. Why the hell he did right. that.
Right.
Has he offered any explanations?
yeah.
You'll be shocked to learn that he blames it all on his wife. And
oh, wow. That's so out of character for such a person
Wait.
As him.
Do you believe it?
It's Women History Month, Ron.
I'm struggling to believe it. Struggling.
I really can't. Yeah. I mean, he is truly pure evil, and I'm very afraid of him. And also, I can totally imagine him being like, well, you know, my wife, my little princess, had to get married at the castle. Like, eat Jeez. Shit, man.
He did, this is the direct quote. Casey's family was what one might call a family of Disney enthusiasts. They loved going to Disney World. Like, saying someone is what one might call, like,
of
that's
course.
Never, that's no. never not condescending or, Absolutely. Like, dismissive.
No. That
or,
sentence like, is wearing yeah. a fucking fedora. That's, like,
it is
so.
It is nowhere near the only thing one might call those people.
Yeah, of course, of course. One could call them a variety of things. And I'm glad he did explain for his, the people that are going to be buying the book who won't know what enthusiast means. They
yes.
gotta explain that.
Mm-hmm. He said they love going where the big three circle make a mouse.
I really hope castle.
I hope this turns into a very low grade, embarrassing thing for him, where they're like, someone has 5,000 pictures of Ron DeSantis enthusiastically hugging Goofy at the
right.
parks,
yes.
and they're like,
right.
weird.
Crossed.
You said you weren't really into that.
Yeah.
Wild, yes. Like you oh, know, God. Some Disney like. Like a crew member definitely snapped right. some pics in the tunnels. Yeah.
He does claim that he had one stipulation that was that like there couldn't be any Disney characters at the wedding ceremony. But there's no word about like
his friend Scooby would be so pissed if that
his
happened.
Bedroom.
Yeah,
you know,
or yeah, there
the bedroom, the wedding bedroom.
Yeah,
like,
didn't say anything about the bachelor party. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
He had to get oh, Goofy involved Lord. To get interested.
Of
you know?
Course.
Getting, oh my God.
Yeah.
He definitely got Goofy. Got Goofy with his with his wife.
He got Goofy with it.
I do feel like if you are working at Disney World, you and Ron DeSantis gets on Expedition Everest, if you work there, you're allowed to make the roller coaster crash.
Yeah.
You're allowed to fall asleep at the control.
You're allowed to yeah. remove a section
oh,
of track. Okay, you can yeah. take it off. You can do yeah. a little detour. Yes. Just let it go straight off the deep end for sure.
So he sort of suddenly he's like riding Haunted Mansion. He sort of doesn't come out, and sort of then he becomes a little ghost.
Right.
You should be allowed.
He becomes part of it, and it will make you so much more profitable. Not only will your taxation problems go away, Disney, but you'll have like a legit Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, yes. And ghost law is so much more lenient. So like that's huge.
That's true. That's true.
But yeah, so he was just, according to him, just being a dutiful groom to be until now, when he just threw his wife and her family under a bus.
Under the tram.
Completely.
In print
tram.
Forever.
Yeah.
So, like, it's so, for him to be kind of playing coy about, like, I guess getting married at Disney is a thing that people do. It's like, if you are a Floridian human being, you know at least 1 million people who have gotten married at Disney. If you've been to Disney, you've seen people getting married on Goofy's Barnstorm roller coaster. And it's like people talk all day long about wanting to get married at Disney. So many people we grew up with were like, I'm going to go ahead and be doing that. And being a Disney adult, it's a Florida staple. I feel like growing up, we had friends who went all like every month to Disney. And then I was like, I was talking to my mom one day and I was like, it's so crazy because it's like we like never went to Disney and all our friends were going all the time. And she was like, we literally went once a year. I was like, period, for sure. And I remembered that. And I remembered that. And I remembered it for real. But yeah, no, it's like if you're in Florida, you're going to go ahead and know that people are chomping at the bit to get married in Mickey's lap. So
I mean, it's like the concept of like Disney adult, I feel like it's like that dark. Like term has been coined, I guess, of recently, but it's like been a thing for as long as the park is.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
oh yeah.
I had an aunt. She's still alive, but her house, like I was seven, and it frightened me, the amount of items and things that were there. And I like going to Disney World. When I go, I'm smiling.
Yeah.
Happiest.
One
place
of the
on
most
Earth?
Magical places. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, dreams come true.
I'm gonna go.
Some
ahead
good
and
hot
smiling.
Dogs there.
Turkey legs.
I'd be grinning when this is happening.
Yeah. Like, I'll get married at the turkey leg stand.
Yeah,
that's as far as I'll go.
I'll marry a turkey leg.
I'll marry a turkey leg.
I can eat a whole one of those when I was 3 years old. And that's normal for a person to do. And no, Disney
healthy.
Adult,
it's healthy.
That and an 8-foot gator is how you know. Yeah,
of course. Disney adult is as old as time, and it's seeming to. DeSantis seems to be a Disney adult himself and kind of being shy about it.
Undercover Disney adult.
You know, nice you know he's got some ears hidden away somewhere for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we can't in good faith hand it to Ron DeSantis ever under any circumstances. But I like that precedent is being set. I hate that it's being set by a fascist. That makes my head hurt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And clearly it has like. To do with very complicated feelings he has and like spurned, like they wouldn't do the thing that he wanted. They wouldn't let him like wear the actual screen accurate Prince Eric costume to sing A Whole New World at his, that's the wrong movie, I think. But
he didn't get to select a princess as his bride.
That's true.
Right.
True. Damn.
All right. I mean, Havana Syndrome, there's not much new to report other than like that an intelligence report is drawing the same conclusion that we've drawn on this show, that is that like this weird thing where they were like, we're being attacked by sound weapons, our CIA agents in Cuba are being attacked by invisible sound weapons, and now they all have vertigo and have like can't function, that it was actually like a psychogenic like type mass hysteria is like one way that people describe it, but like they study this. It's called a functional disorder. It's like there is an entire medical field to it. There was a New York Times article in 2019 that was like, this is what it is. Like we've talked to experts. It's definitely this, a functional disorder where like the same thing that has caused outbreaks of sickness from the beginning of time where it's like confusing, but it seems like one person is experiencing symptoms and then everybody suddenly starts experiencing them. It can make you sick. They're not consciously making it up. It's just a thing that is not being caused by invisible science fiction weapons. But they, like, all the coverage of it just leaves the functional disorder part out. And they're just like, we don't know what happened, guys. And so they just keep bringing it up and then not explaining what actually happened. So I think it's very confusing to people.
Yeah. In my Googlingtons of it, I was like, every single piece, it's like, yeah, there's all this research that kind of explains this phenomenon of mass hysteria kind of caused by this, like, you know, everybody believing something so hard that it makes them physically sick. But it also could be kind of a bit of a laser or kind of something.
Like, yeah, they're literally like
a bit of a laser, like 10 people, yeah,
laser like 10. Beam. The use of the word beam, lots of beams. Yeah. Lots of beams causing
they're
stuff.
They're like, yeah. A few dudes had a headache in Cuba, and now we're being attacked by aliens. It's kind of what it's
doing. Everyone knows, it's like kind of they're like, Russia's got their beams on us, and so now my tummy hurts.
Yeah. So, well, it also is this it may be a radical oversimplification and an inspiring stupidification of this of what we're actually talking about. But is it sort of akin to what we've been seeing? Hate to bring it back to TikTok, love to bring it back to TikTok. Is it akin to what we've been seeing where sort of anti-vax creators will be posting videos of their feet shaking and be like, thanks, Pfizer. Yeah. Like, is it kind of, is it like, and then
probably
it's like the
in
more
some
people-
way, because I think that some of those people are like, I feel like a lot of them are just doing a little fancy footwork and saying, sure, look, thanks, Pfizer.
And I'm not denying, I'm not denying that these people in Cuba had headaches.
I would never deny that. I would never
want to say that I have a headache and then a whole nation say, no, you don't actually have a headache.
It is a horrible position that they're in. Like, that's what sucks about this is, like, nobody who has ever had a functional disorder is like glad to hear that diagnosis to be like, no,
no. By the way, like, by the way, you're making it all up.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, but yeah, I'm sure a lot of the people who are suffering the vaccine side effects that we see on TikTok believe what they're feeling, you know, like believe that what they're having is from vaccines and
they're doing and stuff, but they definitely think that a lot of them, there are definitely people that are just putting on a show, doing the vaccine shuffle, but then there's definitely doing the stanky leg, but there's definitely people who just like get so worked up that they're just trembling in their boots.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like they work themselves into these people who are like, you know, probably not super over familiar with the intricacies of their own mental illness and how to handle it. They're like, they probably work themselves into a panic attack and then their legs are shaking.
Classique. Which is like makes the internet the worst possible place to even address any of this.
Because
like there's just no way to like with any sort of nuance or care address. Like, because it's just a bunch of people that are like, you're losing it. Like
It's like a bit of a rock and a hard place because it's like everything about this, it's like either you have a mental disorder so strong it's making you physically sick and it's coming from within, or you're being attacked by a beam. It's like either you are batshit cuckoo bananas and can't change, or there are lasers pointed directly at you. It's like what?
And then you're like turning to TikTok for assistance. Like it's just very bleak. It's very
God, no.
It's so clearly the opposite of like what the, I guess, like people who are on the right at large are like, TikTok is manufacturing mental illnesses and selling them to our teens and like doodly doo. Like there's like a faction of like, you know, creators on the right, dare I say alt, that are like saying that there's like a, from studies that don't exist, there's like Tourette's is up 80,000% because they're blaming TikTok creators with Tourette's for inspiring other people to pretend that they have it. And then thusly have like created this whole narrative around like, maybe it's not even real. Maybe it's like, you know, they're giving each other mental illness through the internet. And it's like, that's also what they're doing. The call is coming.
Like, experts on functional disorder like specify that it's neurological. It's not like a mental illness per se. It's like a neurological like condition that like gets locked into the pathways in like neurologically. And but they also like the New York Times article that came out 4 years ago that the New York Times has proceeded to ignore. Like, has the smoking gun
they're really
where
on a
it's,
roll.
Yeah, yeah, they're really killing it these
just
days.
Just hit
they
after
said
hit.
AirPods in. They said AirPods in rolled out, man.
They have so many viral hits. They do.
It's but they have the smoking gun that the people like if they had like gotten hit by like a physical weapon like at the time that they said they discovered it, like their brain would have healed from the physical injury by now. And like the thing that is always like you can tell by a functional disorder is that they last for a really long time because like there's no way to really heal it because it is like locked into your brain pathways, like Whoa. The way that an addiction would be. So it's like the fact that it's not healing itself the way an injury would is the thing that like lets you know, okay, this is what it is. But again, they just don't give that very kind of clear and really like interesting, much more interesting than the story of like, you know, space lasers that we don't know about, which I guess that's pretty interesting. Right. But it also like tells you about like how immensely powerful the unconscious mind is and like how much of like medicine is like just tapping into this vast like, you know, universe of information about how much like the mind body connection. But it's just it's also the least profitable part of medicine. And it is profitable to create panic that we need to invest in the Pentagon's ability to invent invisible space lasers.
Yeah, like a brain shield. I'm like, I'm sure I'm going to see someone on the internet being like, everyone in 20 years will have to wear a helmet keeping Russia out of our head or like whatever.
Yeah.
There's like doofy doof.
Yeah. Mm. It's like, it's of course it's a little, like in theory, sure. If there was any information at all, like that was concretely like pointing to what I believe one of the articles may have referred to as a worldwide ultrasonic weapon. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Then sure. To read all about it, but they just keep combining different sci-fi phrases. I'm like, that's creative, but it's but the other stuff is like actually for real.
It's also like goofily vintage. Like it's giving like 1700s. Like be afraid of the sky. Like,
yes, yeah.
And these studies are coming, the studies where they're like, yeah, sorry, we didn't find anything, are coming from the people who have the most interest in this being true. The fucking Pentagon. You know?
Right. Like, they're like, guys, we looked and we screamed at the sky for hours. They did not respond.
Many times must we as a nation learn to like not listen to the studies that the CIA releases. It's like they're
they're goofing around.
I thought you were going to say, why haven't we learned not to listen to the sky? I'm like, hurry up.
This guy is trying to tell us something.
Yeah.
No, every time, honestly, this story did confuse me. And ultimately, I was like, if someone offered to put a Wi-Fi router in my leg, I would let them.
Yeah,
That is like challenging.
Yes, it's like the back and forth of it all. It's like, there was sources saying that they can't not disprove that it isn't a laser beam from space.
Yes.
But it's like, this is giving me Havana syndrome.
this loop-de-loop of logic, and then they'll just end it with like, they're not doing this. P.S. Russia. Like that's the only thing that people remember.
XOXO.
Goof.
Well, Sabina Annabelle, such a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you guys, follow you, all that good stuff?
Our show's Instagram is at Triplet Auditions, and then separately we are Sabina Lilly and Annabelle's Arms and Legs, because her initials spell arm.
That's a little insider info.
Stay tuned for info about our New York and LA screenings of our short film, which are going to be coming
amazing.
Up.
Amazing. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Can't wait to have you back on to talk about it. Is there a work of media, social media, any media that you've been enjoying?
I have been enjoying there that Shakira made a diss track about her ex, and I've been loving it. And I've been loving it and eating it up. So guys, that's.
I don't want to take up too much time with the lore of that, but do you guys know how she discovered her husband was cheating?
No.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Please. Well, so there was a jar of strawberry jam. It all starts so with good. A jar of jam.
Of course.
And a jar of jam. And her husband doesn't like that jam at all. Uh-huh. And she was away. She was away
her
from
kids
the house.
Also don't
she
like on, the jam.
Her kids also don't like the jam. Confirmed. Jam is in the house. Shakira is away from the jam and the house and the husband and whatnot. She comes back.
Wow.
Jam is tampered. The jam is tampered.
Is tampered.
And tampered she literally said, who's the whore? And then she jam is tampered. Who's the whore? And then she wrote a song about it. It's amazing. It's amazing.
For sure.
So many good lyrics in there.
Fucking amazing detective work by Shakira.
Well, yeah, I was like, if I were as like wealthy as Shakira, I don't know that I would be so in touch with like jar to jar in my home.
Of course.
Like, I was surprised that she was that she's even that in touch with her own jars. That's so real.
If I lived completely alone and a jar that was once full became empty, I would be like, I did this in my sleep. Period.
I
went a little feral and I must have gotten hungry and that's why the peanut butter's gone.
I ate it with my hands in the middle of the night.
I'm surprised she's even
she was
opening
right.
her own jar.
She was right. She was right. She exactly.
Was anyway. She was extremely it is wild correct, that she was right. And please, if ever, listen to the diss track. It's, there's like this DJ and it's, I don't know what the name is pronounced, but it's BZRP. So in my mind, I just call him Bzzurp. And he does like these studio recording sessions with artists and stuff. And the Shakira one is really, really, really good. And there's so many lines where she's like, I'm better than 2 22-year-olds put together. I make music. I hope it doesn't splash you. I don't even know. It sounds better in Spanish. It's so good.
Is that the, are you hopping on my train and saying that that is the media that's tickling your pickle? Or do you have your very own?
No
to which one?
I close the computer. Sure. Mine is simply a little, it's more of a, it's like a trend sort of situation that I've been seeing across socials. And it is the trend in which there's sort of like a Miss Piggyfication of an FKA Twigs song. That's the one, it goes, why didn't I do it for you? And it's like the saddest.
I did. Yeah.
Yes. It's the saddest song in the entire world. And I'm a Pisces. I'm mentally ill. I cannot listen to anything that is actually real. I need to be listening. I need to be like, I need to be a Miss Piggy of separation away from any real emotional communication. So it's like, it's this cover of this song sort of remastered to instead serve as a dedication from Miss Piggy to Kermie. And it's so good. Why didn't I do it for you, Kermie? And it's hilarious. And it's usually juxtaposed over, you know, videos of things like wet stuffed animals or like a singular piece of corn on the ground or like something sort of sad. And that is just the perfect amount of separation I like to be from actual heart-wrenching art. And also it does sweeten the tea a little bit that the original song FKA Twigs wrote about none other than Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Robert, why didn't she do it for you?
Anyway. Yeah.
And he's listening. He's listening.
He'll be weighing.
Yeah. Think about that, Robbie. So yeah. Every time I experience even a minor inconvenience or God forbid a single raindrop fall, why didn't I do it for you, Kermie, is what's going on in my brain. And that's that. I highly recommend that.
Amazing. Jamie, where can people find you? Is there media you've been enjoying?
Twitter at Jamie Loftus Help, Instagram at Jamie Christ Superstar. By Raw Dog comes out May 23rd. We gotta outsell DeSantis, folks. Every pre-order is a political statement.
Yeah,
that's okay. The piece of media, I mean, it's old, it's analog. But I was looking for, I was supposed to be like making a list of 25 books I've read, which is because I've only read like 7. So I was kind of grasping at straws, and I was looking at the books around my house, and I found this. I've not cracked this one yet, but I do remember buying it. It's definitely self-published, and I got it at the first McDonald's location ever, which is like about an hour and a half from here, which I made someone drive me there on Valentine's Day a couple years ago.
Oh my God.
But the book, really incredible. I'll send a picture of it as well because it's just so good. It's written by the man who opened the Juan Polo chicken restaurant whatever, empire. But it's called Albert Okura, The Chicken Man with a 50-Year Plan, Life Lessons Learned. And it's self-published. It's the story of his life. I don't really know what the story of his life is, but I invested in it at the time. I apparently paid $17 for it.
A steal.
Assuming that I would get around to it and there would come a day where I had, you know, time to sit down with Mr. Okura, The Chicken Man with a 50-Year Plan. That day hasn't come,
chicken plan.
But I'm excited about it. There's a lot of pictures in this book.
A notable photo is, dare I say, the cover on which he is wearing the dopest pair of shades you've ever seen.
Oakleys. Yeah, he's wearing Oakleys and has his arms crossed in a black Under Armour polo.
Of course. You can't let him know.
Over no less than 12 rotisserie chickens. Just awesome. There's 40 fonts. I just love self-publishing.
There's a lot of fonts. There's simply so many fonts that rocks.
Yeah, I love that. That's inspiring.
Yet another, me, Mr. Okura, Ron DeSantis, all authors. Oh, and it's signed. So anyway,
congratulations.
3 years after I bought it. Wow. And would you look at that?
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
So I'll recommend
it. The value just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
All you got to do is put a ghost into it and sell it on Etsy for $80,000.
Of course. Then it's $42 at least.
Yeah, at least. Positive spirits. Yeah, that's awesome.
Tweet I've been enjoying. Tom Walker tweeted, getting so tangled in the video store adults only bead curtain, they have to shoot me in the head like a broke leg horse.
That really
takes me back to our friend's grandma's exotic animal farm. Like a broke leg horse. What's more exotic than a broke leg horse?
Okay, yeah. Brokeback Mountain? No, Broke Leg Horse. Broke Leg Horse.
I'm just going to be walking around my house all day saying Broke Leg Horse. I love it.
Feels like it could be like an improv troupe's name, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a rancid group of 21-year-olds.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website. dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Super producer Justin, is there a song that you think people might enjoy on this March 2nd afternoon?
This is a track I came across while listening to the psychedelic rock band Black Rabbit, who I recommended like a week ago. This is a song that begs the question, do you feel high? It's a very cool vibe. It's very reminiscent of a Tame Impala track, but has a California twist to it. This sounds like cruising the streets on a bike or lawn boarding, on the road type of music. So this is the track called Do You Feel High by Pink Skies.
Oh,
and you can find
literally
that.
Begs that question.
Oh, yeah, no. Yes, yes. It's called Do You Feel High. I mean, I was... there's a build.
How much clearer do I have to...
Yeah, you guys have to trust me. I'm building a narrative here. So this is a song called Do You Feel High by Pink Skies, and you can find that song in the footnotes.
Footnotes?
Wait, you guys... Albert Okura died last month.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Four went out for him. Sorry.
The chicken man with the 50-year plan?
He lived 71 years.
Wait, but that means you could put his ghost in the book.
Yes. That's... Oh, no. Finish the plan.
R.I.P. Mr. Okura. Oh, my God.
R.I.P. to a real one. Wow.
Rest in peace. R.I.P. Rest in poultry. Sorry about it.
He would have loved that.
He would have loved it.
All right. Well, the Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. God, we saved the biggest news for the very end of the show.
I'll come back tomorrow. I'm gonna do some research.
We'll have an update. We'll have a deep dive. That's gonna do it for this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.